Hey folks, here OS Reviews. So the Samsung Galaxy S3 is now almost 4 years old, and it's still one of the most popular Galaxy S products that Samsung has made. Kind of represents what Samsung was known for, which was very slim, lightweight, and also very plasticky phones, but they ran great and had a great user experience. As such, Samsung, after the S3 was discontinued, still tried to refresh it in various ways, kind of repackaging the same phone, the same processor, at a lower price point in Asia and in international markets. As such, it still remains a pretty popular phone in some countries. Interestingly enough, I got my hands on a fake or a clone, a copy. You know, obviously this is not going to be even close to what the actual S3 experience is, but I still found it interesting that even here in 2016, I could still pick one of these kind of copies from Shenzhen, China up. That really is a testament to how popular the S3 was and kind of still is. So the phone from the front, at least, we're going to take a quick look, I guess, of this, is almost identical looking to the actual S3. It's white, so it's more of the international version that, again, you can find overseas. But the specs underneath are definitely last gen, even by Shenzhen-based phone standard. So you only have 512 megabytes of RAM. There's only a single core processor clocked out, you know, 1 gigahertz, so definitely slow. The screen here is basically the same as the original S3, which is 4.7, 4.8 inches diagonally. It's an TFT LCD panel. It's not AMOLED. View angles aren't so great, but it is capacitive. And there's that home key down below here with the top featuring the Samsung logo, the earpiece, the oversized front-facing camera, and also LED lights and proximity sensors. What's kind of interesting about this clone is that the screen is still slightly concurved. So if you notice on the original S3, the screen almost resembled a bubble because on the edges it wasn't just a completely flat screen. It sometimes curved off a little bit. So if you're swiping left to right, the overall motion felt a bit more premium, and you get that same feeling here. So I suspect this phone was probably made in the same factory as the actual S3. And since, again, the S3 is made entirely out of plastic, there's really no difference in feeling between this and a real S3, since it is completely plastic, which is quite dangerous, you know, for users and consumers, of course. The size features a power on-off switch. The back features what I believe is just a, you know, 4 to 5 megapixel camera. You know, the actual S3 had a 8 megapixel sensor. There's also an LED flash along with a loudspeaker on the back, micro USB for charging, and that's basically it. There's a volume rocker on the sides. You can see how this one is already quite worn off here. But behind the back cover, if I pop this off, you'll find access to the battery, which is using the same as the real S3, and has the same exact layout as the actual S3 as well, right down to the SIM card slot, the micro SD card slot, so everything is an exact replica. And if we took out the battery, you can even tell that it has the same kind of Samsung logo underneath and IMA number, so it is very, very close to the original. So it's a shocking one-to-one reproduction, or a shocking one-to-one clone. So if we turn this thing on and take a quick look, you find some differences right away in the software department. The boot up screen doesn't show the Samsung logo, but instead shows a welcome screen. So that's a huge indication that this isn't real. But once the screen goes away and the phone boots up, you get the same ringtones, almost the same wallpapers, so it becomes harder to detect. So wait a few more seconds. So it's gonna pop into the Samsung TouchWiz inspired UI. It's running on a version of Android 4.1, which is not really the same as the original. It looks a little different as well, but there is Wi-Fi, there is Bluetooth on here, there is GPS, there's also built-in FM radio if you plug in a pair of headphones on the top and use that as the antenna. And again, it is a quad band GSM phone since it is unlocked. So again, we have booted up into the main UI. As you can see here, the view angles on the screen are definitely not great, and it's a huge indicator that, again, there are Chinese, you know, kind of warnings popping up here and there that it is going to be a fake or a reproduction. But all in all, you know, the screen itself is actually quite sensitive for a cloned phone. I was overall fairly surprised at how fluid it was. Obviously, the processor itself isn't too powerful. In the UI, you can't really tell by just moving around through the overall kind of, you know, the apps here, but once you open things up, it becomes quite apparent that the processor is very slow, sluggish, and measly. So we're in the front-facing mode right now. The camera is decent. It's okay for Skype and video chatting. If I go to the rear camera, it's a lot worse. It's not as decent, as not as comparable to the actual S3. There is a flash, it is fully working. If I take an image, it takes a few seconds to process, and then sometimes it just It's sluggish, it takes a few seconds. Sometimes it will freeze on you as well, but I can take a quick look at the image on the top here. So it is copying the user interface completely from the actual S3 here, and there is multi-touch on here, so I can zoom in and out and pan. If you open up too many apps, you'll see that loading times will get very long, and web browsing on here is definitely a pain just because the processor is so slow and you have just the standard WebKit-based processor. But you can install third-party apps, but there is a Google Play Store on here, but it is kind of limited since the phone now is quite outdated. Otherwise, you can see how the icons and everything looks very similar to the actual S3. The widgets as well, they try to kind of imitate and copy it from the clock here. It's not exactly the same. The font is a little bit different and a little bit off. That's one area where you can tell. Same thing with kind of the newsfeed icon on the side here, and the weather, it's using Yahoo instead of Google services. But everything else in terms of transitions, being able to drag and rearrange your widgets, as well as having the ability to kind of slide through your multiple pages, kind of zoom out into a larger screen view of all your various pages, is basically the same. Now, one difference I did note and I kind of liked on here, ironically enough, was the addition of this app on the bottom here, which you can rearrange and drag around. It's really meant for Chinese audiences, and it's meant as to be used perhaps in China. But if you tap on this for a second, it gives you a universal quick search function by sliding to the right. So what I'm able to do here is kind of swipe through my apps based on handwriting recognition. So if I have, let's say, an A, it's going to be able to search up all the apps on here that contains an A in the letter. I can also, of course, type in Chinese characters, and it's going to recognize that. So it is pretty easy to use, and one of the more unique features on here. On the left here, you have access to quick launch shortcuts for your Wi-Fi, as well as connectivity options, your recently used applications. And if you actually tap on those on the top here, this is going to take you to a QI scanner. It's kind of interesting, but it allows you to quickly scan QR codes, allowing you to quickly search our products through the internet. So that is integrated into this little app here. And what's also kind of unique is that I simply drag to the right here, that gives me the same features in a larger view. So you can use it one-handed, such as going directly into the search, to the proprietary app store that's meant for Chinese users, and the QI search. So kind of an interesting little app tweak that they made there. Otherwise, everything else is very similar to what you might see on the actual S3, but performance, again, is a lot slower. The top here, you have access to your apps. If I turn on Wi-Fi really quickly, I can see if I can connect to internet and show you guys around the web browser very quickly there. But right before we jump into that, we can try to take a quick look at the settings. So this is what the settings looks like. Again, the icons, they tried to copy it, but they weren't exactly successful. You can kind of tell. Some of the things don't look exactly the same. The LED indicator only has one color as opposed to multicolored. But you can kind of tell about phone that this is not the actual S3 by the way that it's kind of laid out, and how the scrolling is a little bit sluggish as well. If I tap on the Android version, you can see that it is on Ice Cream Sandwich. So that is the version of Android it's running on, and there are no updates unless you want to root it and play around with it yourself, since again, it isn't made by actually Samsung. So into the web browser, if we take a quick look at the internet, so it seems like we have already been connected. Battery life is okay, a little bit short. The capacitive keys underneath are the same as the actual phone. So there's a back key and a menu key that you can tap on to go through more settings. And if I go into the browser, the first thing you'll note is that, again, it is quite sluggish and slow. Wi-Fi speeds are okay. It does have Google as a default search, but it is the keyboard itself is really sluggish just because the screen isn't as responsive. So if we want to type on something like the S3, you can see that there is a pretty big delay, especially if you type rapidly, you'll notice how slow it is. But it does work. You can still play back things such as YouTube videos directly from the browser, so on and so forth. So it has loaded up. And again, sometimes it's a little bit finicky, but if I tap on here and say forward again, that will eventually get you back to that page. So sometimes it jumps around, definitely not as responsive. You can see how sluggish it is even in a Google search, and it's quite temperamental so that it jumps around quite a bit, so not as user friendly. But you do have the ability to browse the web using Wi-Fi in addition to 3G speed, since this doesn't have 4G LTE. So anyways, guys, this is just a quick, I guess, interesting look back at a clone version of the Samsung Galaxy S3. It's not something I expected to still find here in 2016, heading to 2017, but you can still, believe it or not, pick this up on various stores, on Amazon or even on eBay. So you have to be careful that you don't get, I guess, one of the fake versions, because this one is quite convincing to the original, especially since the phone itself was completely made out of plastic, as opposed to newer Samsung phones that might be made out of aluminum or glass, and it's easier to differentiate the two. But anyways, an interesting kind of look at how the S3 might still be popular in overseas markets, and this is one of the indicators of that. Even though as a phone, this Galaxy S3 clone or replica is not very user-friendly and definitely inferior to the original. And since it's now 4 years old, you might as well get a original one if you still want one of those, since the price point has dropped dramatically and there's not really a huge difference between a real one and a fake one nowadays in terms of price. So you can check out more details about this as well as our previous videos on the S3 in the links below. But for now, this has been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS.